Good morning, Chuck here, network marketing professional. Today we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of MLM recruiting. If you want to build a large network marketing business, at some point you're going to need to learn how to recruit. Recruiting is where the magic happens in this business. Yes, you need to retail as well. You need a few customers, but recruiting should be your primary focus. So we're going to cover the do's and don'ts of recruiting. This is just my own opinion based on off 21 years of doing this. By all means, we can agree to disagree and individual results will vary. Let's start with the do's. The first thing you want to do is you want to focus on a target market. Every business has a target market. Figure out the group of people most likely to do business with you and focus 90% of your time, money, and energy on talking to people exclusively in those groups. Number two, be a professional. No one wants to work with an amateur. No one wants to work with someone who lacks belief in themselves. Act like a professional. Take your business seriously. Use your products. Be your own best customer. Invest in your business education. Think of your business as a million-dollar enterprise, not some part-time little side hustle. Also, make sure you dress professional. You talk professional. Check your breath. Basic things. Number three, be confident. People want to work with people who are confident. If you lack belief in yourself, your company, the industry, your company's products, your prospect is going to know it. Just like a dog can smell fear, people can sense when you don't believe in what you're doing. However, if you're confident, you can transfer that confidence to your prospect and they'll want to do business with you. Number four, ask for the sale. If you're trying to recruit more people, you always need to ask for the sale. Look people in the eyes at the end of your presentation and say, what questions do you need me to answer before we get you started today? You're going to miss 100% of the sales that you don't ask for. People naturally procrastinate making a decision. And if you don't help them or lead them to a decision, you're probably going to get no decision. Number five, follow up like a pro. If you want to become a good recruiter, you have to realize that most people need 5, 7, 10, 20 or more follow-ups before they buy or join. So from the time you first talk to them to the time they get involved, it might be 20 different follow-ups. Make sure you learn how to follow up. Number six, leverage technology and automate. This is a secret of the pros. You can leverage YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, your email autoresponder, all of those things to help you work smart. Keep in mind, though, you still have to add the personal touch because people want to do business with people they like, know, and trust. But by all means, you can leverage technology. You can automate parts of your business to work smart, free up time, and be more productive. Number seven, brand you. No one cares about your company. A lot of companies come and go. If you brand yourself, you can be successful in any company. If you're only posting about your company all over social media, all over YouTube, you're not going to do anywhere near as well as you did if you just focused on branding yourself, positioning yourself as an expert, positioning yourself as an attractive sponsor. Number eight, for dues, use third-party tools. Be the messenger, not the message. Use third-party tools whenever possible. This frees up your time. It lets you work smart. It makes you more duplicatable. Let's talk about the don'ts in your business. Never use pressure. There's no reason to pressure anyone. You are not a used car salesman on the last day of the month trying to hit quota. Treat people well. Be calm, cool, collected. I like to think of it as relaxed intensity. Number two, don't use hype. People don't like hype. You're not a hype man. You're not here to rile up the crowd. Keep it real with people. The truth is good enough. Number three, deception. Don't trick people. Don't tell people this is a job opportunity. Don't invite 20 people to your house for a barbecue and then whip out your whiteboard and do a presentation. Be honest with people. If you have to lie to people to try to get them in, that's not a good position to be in. Number four, don't beg. Have some posture. The guy with confidence gets the pretty girl. The guy who lacks confidence gets no one. Don't beg. Believe in what you're doing. Believe in yourself. Have that confidence and people will be attracted to you. Number five, don't target everyone. Don't think that everyone is a prospect. Everyone is not a prospect. Every business has a target market. Focus 90% of your time, money, and energy on people in your target market, and you will get much better results with your recruiting. Number six, don't brand your company. No one cares about your company. Your company, promoting your company isn't going to help you be a better recruiter. Promote yourself. People join people they like, know, and trust. Brand yourself. I cannot stress this enough. Number seven, do your own presentations. Don't do your own presentations. Two reasons. One, you suck at it and you chase your prospects off. Or two, you're so good at it, your prospect says, I can never do what you do. and they don't join the business. Share a third-party tool like a webinar, a video, a conference call, a three-way call. This removes you from the equation and helps you become successful. In conclusion, these are my best do's and don'ts of MLM recruiting. I hope you got some value from today's training. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Also in the description box, I've shared some helpful resources and links that will benefit you. I do try to post a new video almost every day, so make sure you check back often. With that, I hope you have a great day.